The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon, and today I am joined by the wonderfully talented Sarah Ryland, who goes by the name Sylvie, and she's going to tell us a bit about her musical journey. Now, Sarah, off the bat, how did you get into music? Let's go right back to the beginning.
Oh, okay, it's a long story.
We've got time.
I started making music with a guy, actually a Nelson guy called Daniel Marchbank. He was living in Wellington at the time, a bit younger than me. We actually never met in person for probably, I don't know, a year of that relationship. And so we started making electronic music online together. And it just kind of turned into something else somehow. We stopped working together after a couple of years just because we were busy. We wanted to explore different music avenues, and that was when my first EP came out, Life on Mars, which was a little bit more, I don't even know what genre that is, honestly. It's emotive, let's say. But I was working with a team at the time who were amazing, but we're not working together anymore. And I have since put out a different EP called Downpour, which is much poppier. I think that was a 6-track EP. And I think I really just wanted to explore that pop world. And somehow we've managed to kind of create that sound, but also turn it into a bit of a more country sound for this new project. So, yeah.
Sounds like your music's really evolved. It's been a journey.
It definitely has been a journey. I've done a few features with the Upbeats as well, so like drum and bass, and yeah, lots. I've definitely explored a lot of genres.
I think that's a great way to do it, though, rather than just like limiting yourself.
Yeah.
To one genre.
Yeah.
Try everything. And you said that the sound is a bit more country. So what made you land into that sort of genre? What pulled you that direction?
I'm going to have to give full credit to my husband.
You're like, damn it. Look at your face.
He and his friends used to always listen to country music, and I'd be like, man, this is just, I just didn't get it. I didn't understand. And then somehow something clicked in me, and from then on I've loved it. But I never really listened to a lot of country music growing up. Like, obviously Dolly, and actually I did have a Dixie Chicks album.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, and I've always loved them. So, yeah, but I never really imagined doing country music until now.
Why not? And it seems to be the time for country. It's blowing up everywhere. It used to be such quite a niche sort
totally,
of music.
Yeah.
I think, I'm going to say it, my old flatmate will love me for this, Taylor Swift moved it along.
I was a big Taylor fan.
Yeah, and now it's becoming trendy to like country. Like my sister arranged a hoedown for her friend's 30th party. And I was like, man, if we'd done that 10 years ago.
Amazing. Yeah.
So with your brand new song that's coming out, which is very exciting, mm-hmm. So that will be the 13th of June.
Yes.
Tell us about the process of getting this to the point that you can launch it into the world.
Well, on my last EP, I worked with one of my favourite people, Joel Zaya. He's a producer based in Auckland and LA most of the time now. But I made Downpour the majority of that EP with him, and then I decided I wanted to explore country, and so I had to go to him and kind of convince him to do it with me. And I think at the start he was kind of like, okay, yeah, let's... You know, I don't think he was super excited, but then I got him to listen to a few things, and he was like, okay, let's do it. And since then he's worked with Kaylee Bell, and he's just, he's really helped me kind of turn it into what it is. But he did guide me into that sort of keeping my own sound at the same time. I think we've managed to get a really good mix there. So we'll see what people think, I guess.
And what's the song about?
Ice Grit. Well, it's actually crazy because I wrote that after a road trip that me and my husband went on to the West Coast. And we were just in the West Coast, like, for the last 5 days. So I just think that's wild how those things happen. But I think I wrote it because I don't know exactly what was going on at the time, but I think we were just a bit frustrated on the drive back. And it's sort of about how when you don't talk about things, nothing can change. So you kind of just like keep it all inside and you just feel really frustrated. And yeah, it's sort of about that feeling of, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to hearing it. And for our listeners, where can they find your music?
Anywhere you can stream music, it should be there. Yeah.
And what's this, the rest of the, like, well, I can't believe we're already in June. Well, actually, we're halfway through June. I announced today to my team just to freak everyone out a little bit. And what is the rest of the year looking like for you?
I think we've got a couple more releases on the way. And then that will turn into a full project eventually. But yeah, depends. Just being independent, things just happen a bit slower. And, you know, it takes a lot of money to put music out by yourself. But I'm really lucky because I generally direct all of the imagery myself. I've got a friend of mine who takes all of my photos for me. And so I've worked in marketing for like the last 5 years. So I kind of am lucky in that way that I have a few things up my sleeve to help myself. But, you know, not a lot of people do. So, yeah, whether that turns into an EP or a full album, I don't know yet. We'll see.
That's exciting. I'm hoping full album. I can see you now pressing, like, next time we catch up, you're like, yeah, I've got my vinyl coming out. I've got a tour on the cards.
Yeah, I'd definitely love that. And that's definitely the goal. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
And I'm going to finish this with a question that you're going to go, oh, you should have warned me about this. So this is one that I'm actually stealing from Matt here at Fresh. He's like, I always ask musicians this question. I was like, damn it, that's such a great question. Now, I've got to get this right. So if you could open for anyone, dead or alive, now that's where shivers. People go, don't give me warning.
Yeah, that is tough.
Who would it be? I was going to throw that one at you.
Oh, shivers. Okay, that's really hard. I'm going to say Ella Langley.
Ella Langley.
Yeah.
See, it's quite interesting. I quite often find people will have two. They're always like, oh, can I have one that's dead and one that's alive? Decided on my alive one, but when you said dead.
Oh, yeah. I think at the moment she's just like killing it out there. And yeah. I really admire her and I think she's amazing. She's a badass. So
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, looking forward to seeing you on stage with her. Thank you so much. I'm like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Thank you so much for coming in today. And we'll have to keep touching base and follow this musical journey that you're on because already you've done some amazing things. And I'm so excited to see what the rest of the year looks like for you. So that's Sylvie, Sarah Ryland, who goes by the name Sylvie. And make sure you check out her brand new track. So that is on all streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. And we'll also make sure we post it all over our social media. Yay. Thanks so much.
Yay, thank you.
Wish you probably go slow.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.